friends of Lord Krishna to whom we are preaching all over our preaching area, this particular question has not really come up. But the question has come up amongst devotees, young devotees, and I think a similar answer which could be given to these young devotees could be also given to the friends of Lord Krishna who are trying to choose. Many times I feel that young devotees are not conversant with the process how a spiritual master comes to them. They think it's like choosing which monocone has the best dress. You know, they go for external stimuli or external
charisma
or just things which they see, and therefore they are always in anxiety. Is this the right person or is this the wrong person, or would he maybe be better, or he maybe be better for me, and so on. As long as one is on such a platform, one is actually not yet in the position of having found one's guru. One should explain to them that qualify yourselves by reading Prabhupada's books and pray to Krishna to reveal the spiritual master and become determined in devotional service. Then he will reveal yourself. And one might like to tell the story of Dhruva Maharaj, who went into the forest. I mean, that's an unlikely place to meet a guru. When the super soul saw that he is very sincere and qualified, he made an arrangement that Narada Muni came just that way. I mean, he sent Narada Muni, in fact. So, young devotee or Namahatta is on this insecure stage, is this the right one? Is that the right one? Maybe him, or maybe the other one. And what about India? I have not traveled through India. And so on. There is a misconception how to find one's spiritual master. This is how I, being a conservative, would answer this question.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I counted once. One year we got distributed and we got books distribution verse, and we got donations verse 50,000 marks. That was 1 year. That was when I was still with Ashok Kumar together. But that's that we didn't do the last years. And I wanted to, can I ask the question, or are you still answering this part?
No, just carry on.
Kriva Maya Prabhu, there is a question, or a couple of questions in my mind, which I feel are interesting to the devotees here who are also there. And it's difficult. I would have to ask many small questions and request you to give just a small, I would like to, if it is possible, to change the style and interrogate you a little. No, interrogate means something bad. Question you, detailed questions. It is like this. When devotees hear about Namahatta in countries like, for instance, Germany or Hungary or Austria, the countries which I know, where I know devotees, it is very, very difficult for them to conceive how these groups have formed. And in fact, I must tell you, the groups which we once had, they are no longer, they have become temples, or centers, or grihastas have been sent out, from Heidelberg. Vishwadev Prabhu has opened a Köln temple, Weimar temple, and the Wiesbaden, is now, I mean, we think more of a temple than of a Manhattan center when we think of Wiesbaden or Hamburg even. Well, Hamburg still we think about Manhattan. So you say it's not much, but I think comparatively to what's going on in other countries, the English Yatra has many Namahata centers. What kind of centers are these? Are they just people, friends of Lord Krishna who meet regularly? Or what different categories of gatherings do you have there in these centers?
Well, we just recently published our first ISKCON constitution, because we felt it was very important for our Namahata people to understand where they fitted into the whole of ISKCON. So we figured on trying out Bhaktivinod's categories a little differently. So we had Sangha was 3 people, and a mandala was more than 6 people, and then where there was initiated devotees doing particular daily program, that was then known as a kendra. When there was installed deities, then that was a mandir. So we call those categories. But we have different categories all the way up from, you know, just a sangha, 3, 4, 5 people meeting, up to a point where a Namahata group is sort of on the verge of becoming an ISKCON mandir. One thing that happened that we did wrong, we felt, was that in the early days, this, you read about it in the Namahata newsletter that I gave you on page 2, how the term folk originated, friends of Lord Krishna. It was good at the time, but then there was a point that which it didn't seem so serious, and there were sort of other reasons why we wanted to have more of a serious identity. And then Namahata, well, one problem we had with that was that because we weren't sending out sufficient preachers, the Namahatis were sort of taking it upon themselves to form their own groups. And one time we had the challenge, well, you're ISKCON, but we're Namahata. This is something different. We're a separate organization now. We don't need you. So this was very serious. So there was also other groups that had started, and they purchased their own property, and they'd given it different labels. You know, the center was dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, or inspired by Srila Prabhupada, but not Founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we saw the possibilities of, possible splinter groups in the future. So we wanted to make it everything under one heading. There was just one society, ISKCON, but different categories of centers. Now, I mean, there are disadvantages that you may sort of have at that, but if you send out regular preachers, and if you monitor carefully what sort of activities are going on and what standards are set, then not only will you have a more enthusiastic group, but you'll also have an overall national organization that's very cohesive. One problem we did have was also in when a Namahata group becomes sort of an ISKCON center, because there are different standards which are a bit more regimented. It's got to be like this, and it's got to be 4 o'clock every morning, and you must be there, otherwise you're in Maya, and now you're initiated, and it has to be like this. So people found that a great problem, because they just couldn't come up from, all of a sudden it used to be my house, and now it's an ISKCON center. Hang on a minute, what happened? my wife is no longer my wife, she's an ISKCON pujari. No, it's no longer my children, it's an ISKCON gurukul. What's happening? I've surrendered too much, too fast, too soon. So that was one problem. And there was a certain amount of, friendliness that gets lost in institutionalizing something. All of a sudden, instead of just saying to somebody, my dear Prabhu, could you do such and such? Now, a notice board comes and a big notice comes, do not do this. Please make sure that you... It's more sort of, why not just tell the person? Why not... Don't stick it on a notice board. Just tell the person directly. So that was... Different things like that came up. So... Hey, we haven't had that experience more than a couple of times. I would say that our centers, we have, I would say, like, we have the Manor, Soho Street. We have a center in South London, which is... Are you still taping this?
Which is becoming ISKCON.
We have a center in Newcastle, Liverpool, Manchester, like that. These are... where devotees have gone out to, actually initiated Grihastha couples have gone out to settle down to preach. They're encountering a little bit of difficulty because when they went there they had no children. Now they have children and they find that they're bringing up children in the middle of a big city. And as Grihastha couples they don't really like that so much. So they're having to make sure that their preaching is done before they have any children so that someone at least is able to take over the center in the city. So 8 or 9 something centers like that, 10 centers maybe like that. And the rest are different floating categories. There are some Grihastha couples who've gone out and they would prefer to be known as an Amahata center. They don't want to be known as an ISKCON center. But you see, the distinction, the difference is that sometimes we have people who are initiated ISKCON devotees running ISKCON centers in England who have never lived in a temple. Because they are, you know, they are accountants or businessmen, especially from the Indian community. They get initiated and they never sort of live in the ashram at all. There is a disadvantage in that they never get ashram training. But then, they're very solid people. They're not going anywhere. And you know that center that they've started from their own money is going to be there in 20 years' time. You know they're not going to pack up and want to go on a trip to India or travel to America or something. That it's going to be there and it's going to stay there. So there is a certain security and solidity you have about that. But certain aspects of their training needs to be... But you take that in consideration because they're still providing a Sunday feast, Bhagavad Gita talk, kirtan, instruction, like that. And then the visiting Swami or the visiting preacher will give necessary fine-tuning to anything that maybe... Was that what you were asking about?
That's one part. And how do the Manhattan centers... What kind of centers are these, if I may ask? Just people who have been, okay, Indians that I gathered, who have been contacted, but then the other, they are...
Just people's houses.
People's houses.
Or people meeting in a church hall.
Uh-huh.
We had one boy and he has some bad disease. And he... was by the government. Government gave him a flat and a telephone. So now that's an Amahata group.
Uh-huh.
Someone else, they have a big house. Or
like that.
Yeah. Like that. Like Germany. It's pretty much the same, isn't it?
Well, we don't have so many Amahata centers. I must tell this very bluntly. We would like to have more, but we have friends of Krishna distributed. And they preach to their friends or talk to their friends. But you're far more developed in Namahata.
Well, these Namahata centers aren't necessarily sort of fixed. I mean, it may be that they meet in a person's house, but it's just...
I like that. It's a
like that,
circle,
yeah,
of friends, so to say, who come together sometimes here, sometimes there.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Yeah. It may not be that, you know, the house is now an official ISKCON Namahata center or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I think time is time is going on. I'd like to thank you all for being so patient and asking all the right questions. The different things that I held up today, different bits and pieces that we send to people. If you want, then you leave me your name and address, and then I can send you a package of those.